Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry. I'm here to boost you up, share some love and laughter, and inspire and uplift you, and hopefully encourage you to live your best life possible, because why wouldn't you want to? I know life is challenging. I've been there. I'm a human being. I know that things happen all the time. They've happened to me, just like they've happened to you, like they happen to everybody. But you know what? I just smelled some fresh flowers and beautiful roses, and I took a sip of my favorite tea. Actually, if you're listening in Ireland, it's Barry's tea, B-A-R-R-Y, because I'm Irish and I like that tea, and it can be bought locally here in Michigan, where I'm broadcasting to you from. I don't know if that's grammatically correct, but that's what I'm saying. And took a deep breath, and now I'm connecting with you. I'm doing all my favorite things today, and really that's how you become happy. We're going to talk about happiness a bit on the show today. By knowing what makes you happy. Do you ever think about it? I always say that to people. What makes you happy? And like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, how can you be happy if you don't know? And why wouldn't you want to be happy? I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family, and life was not pleasant when I was a child, but my parents are gone, and I'm an adult. And I, even as a child, you can decide how you want to look at life. Everything is perspective. Everything is attitude. So I want to live with gratitude and grace and a heart full of joy. I want to add more joy to your journey and my journey. And I want us to know that it's possible. I do know I cannot make you feel or do or be anything that you don't want to be or feel. In fact, some people, the minute you tell them something, boom, they do the opposite. I understand that. I have a bit of that in me as well. But I can share my perspective, and I believe it's all perspective, and I can talk to you about what I've learned based on what I've been through in hopes it will touch your life or touch your heart or your soul and inspire you to live a better, calmer, more well-balanced life. Don't we all want to just be a little bit calmer? Some people, they like stress. It makes them feel important if there's a problem. I don't look at life as a problem to be solved. I look at it as a journey to enjoy. And, you know, that's where I am right now. That's based on what everything I've been through. And I guess I had to go through that to get to this place. It made me think a lot more about life. It made me want to have inner peace and be calm and share love. And maybe because I didn't get a lot of love growing up, it's all inside me. And I'm bursting with love and wanting to share it with you because I never got to really express it then. So I can express it now. And why not? You know, when you have kids or teenagers, even young adults, they're so embarrassed that if you talk to other people or you try to make a connect, who cares? As soon as you stop worrying about what other people think, and I know that is much easier said than done, it's so freeing, letting go and just being who you are. But you do have to take the time to figure that out. So that's what I'm here for, to help you on that journey. Your job or your neighborhood or your bank account should not define you. Rather, what's in your heart and how you see the world should. I want to be the candle on your birthday cake, the flashlight in your power outage, or a sunshine on a cloudy day. Just want to help make life a little easier for you. And as I said, I'm human. I go through the same stuff you do every day. But this is what I'm striving for. This is what I hope for. This is what I research and read about every single day and try to build my life around now. And if you want to connect and you're listening live, 646-378-0378 is the number to call. I tweeted that. Do you follow Body, Mind, Spirit on Twitter? You can do that and get updated on all the great shows they have here. This is the future of radio. I am a commercial broadcaster in the Detroit area, but I'm blessed and lucky and grateful to be able to do this show here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And I have lots of old shows you could catalog. There's lots of other great people making contributions here. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and look into some other shows. And if you want to follow me, I'm Lisa_Berry, B-A-R-R-Y. And that is my Twitter name, Lisa_Berry, @Lisa_Berry, if you're up on Twitter. Twitter can rock your world. It can change your world. I follow all these inspirational people on Twitter, and it's like you look at it, and it's just like a succession of upbuilding positive thoughts, and it's a great way to look at life and to spend your day, and really you are what you focus on. And so I try to focus on positive, uplifting, inspirational thoughts so I can digest them and share them with you, mix it in a little bit with everything that I've been through, and try to be as positive as possible. That is a speech I give if you're looking for a speaker at your group or your business. That's really a growing field now, the field of positive psychology. And being happy in the workplace. If you're lucky enough to work for a company or a corporation or a person who thinks being happy helps you be more productive, then I'm your girl. I would love to come and speak to your group about that, because really, the happier you are, the more productive you are, and the more productive you are, the more success you have, and the better the bottom line is for everybody. So keep that in mind. It's a growing field, and I'd be happy to come and speak to your group. You can email me at lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. So as I said, I try to be as positive as possible. I focus on happiness. I want to offer insight and wisdom, and it's called mindfulness. Mindfulness is an inward journey of self-reflection leading to an outward improvement in the quality of your life. So you kind of do have to go inward and to think about it. I would love to hear from somebody who goes through life and doesn't really think about it. I have been accused of overthinking things, and that is probably true, because I do want to just let go, and I do just want to be relaxed and free and easy, don't you? So that is something that we can work on together. But meanwhile, I know that I have all this love, and I have some for you, and I mean it. And I like to make you laugh. I call myself the great distractor, because life can be tough. I've been through many people. In fact, I was telling someone the other day how I went with my friend through. She had a double mastectomy and the surgery and the recovery. And she said, that's funny, because I'm pretty much a medical wimp. But she said, that's funny you went through it. I'm like, as long as I'm not the patient, I'm okay. And I can be the great distractor. I can help distract you and cheer you up in a tough situation. So I'm happy to do that. And, you know, don't you want to be happy? There's no need to save happiness for the future. Enjoy it now. You can always make more. I love that. There's no need to save your happiness for the future. Enjoy it now. You can always make more. You know, I've looked into happiness a lot, and happiness, I believe, is a powerful state of mind, and it's really available whenever you want it to be. And the best reason to be happy is because you can. And you can no matter what's going on. Believe me, I have been through it up and down, back and forth, lost loved ones, saw people I deeply care about battle serious health situations, lost jobs, you know, don't have the money you think you want, don't look the best you think you should look, but I can still be happy, and so can you, because it's simply a choice. And the Dalai Lama even says, I've made a commitment to work until I die to raise awareness that the source of happiness and warm-heartedness lies within us. Have you ever thought about that? It's not out there. People are going to buy that pair of shoes, and that's going to make me happy. And believe me, I like to shop, so I know I can for a while. Or I'm going to go on a trip. And actually, there's been research done that how relaxing that is to travel. I love to travel. I'm obsessed with travel. I love to go places, and I'm a hotel person. And I love beaches and ocean. I just want to be on vacation all the time. And sometimes I am in my mind, because it's all inside of you. It all comes down to attitude and perspective. And attitude is the difference. I like this quote. Attitude is the difference between an ordeal or an adventure. You can choose to look at anything as an adventure. Like I said at the top of the show, life is, to me, is not a problem to be solved, but an adventure to be enjoyed. And as I said, you know, things happen all the time that are not so enjoyable, but it's your choice in how to look at it. And I'm saying this to myself, too. It's we're all a work in progress. We're all the walking wounded. But I don't want to walk wounded. I want to hold my head up, and I want to smile, and I want to hug people, and I want to love people, and I want to make you laugh and cheer you up and help you see life the way that I see it. I'm not saying be me, or as I said, I can't make you feel anything or be any way other than you choose to be, but maybe I can be of an inspiration to you. And happiness is healing. It's good for you. It's good for your cells. It's good for your hormones. It's a good way to look at life. And ironically, two people have accused me, oh, you're all sunshine and lollipops. Well, I would rather be sunshine and lollipops than clouds and gum on your shoe. I'm trying to think of the opposite. What's the opposite of lollipops? It's a choice. And yes, there are problems. And yes, things need to be worked out. And I have them too, just like you do. But I still choose to be happy. It's all how you look at life. I don't want to sit there and talk about what's wrong. I don't want to sit there and talk about what she did to who and who did to what and how offended you are. It's easy to get offended. I always say, get in your car and drive a couple of blocks and you'll be offended. I don't know what's up with people in the driving these days. But don't be offended. Choose to be happy. Happiness is healing. You can look for what's wrong or be happy about what's right. The choice is yours. That was my thought. You can look for what's wrong or be happy about what's right. The choice is yours. In fact, I even came up with my own definition of happiness, and this is, again, my definition. And you don't have to define it. It can be whatever you want, a hug from a child or a grandchild or a pup, rescuing a puppy. I know so many people who are into their animals and their pets, and it's unconditional love for them, and I think that's great, but I would like to be your pet. I want to offer you unconditional, unlimited love. I'm unconditional, unlimited love, Lisa, and that's what I have. That's what I'm full of. And people think I'm full of something, but that's how I see myself. So my definition of happiness, according to Lisa Berry, is happiness is an awareness of the very moment you are in and a feeling you are glad to be in it. It's just, and it's all about being in this moment now. It's all about not worrying about the past or stressing out about the future, but being in this moment now and being aware of what you got. Like I said, I got to smell some fresh flowers and take a sip of my tea, and I took a deep breath. And to me, it doesn't get much better than that. And that's what I know what I enjoy. Maybe you want to go play hockey or golf or go shopping or go out to eat, you know, whatever makes you happy. You do need to figure it out. So my definition of happiness is an awareness of the very moment you are in and a feeling you are glad to be in it. And it's not a competition. So many times people are looking, oh, you know, they're showing off. And Facebook is a kind of a big bragging situation. People are posting pictures of exotic vacations and saying, be jealous. I'm like, why? I know that's me going deep, but it's not even funny. Not even on the superficial level do I want anyone to say you should be jealous. You should be happy, and you should not try to make people jealous. And you don't want to look at life that way. Envy will suck the life out of you. It's not a kind, as I say, unless you're in the Olympics or running a race, say it with me, because I say this pretty much every week. Life is not a competition. The only person you should try to be better than was the person you were yesterday. So post your pictures on Facebook, and we're happy that you're on. And be happy for people. I'm happy when people get to go on vacation. And I want to see your pictures, but don't post them like, look at me, aren't you jealous? No, look at the sunshine you get to enjoy, and I'm going to share in that happiness. Because the only person you should try to be better than was the person you were yesterday. So keep that in mind. And start each day. This, I'm a big fan of Dr. Rudy Tanzi. He wrote the book Super Brain with Deepak Chopra. In fact, I interviewed Dr. Tanzi back in July, if you want to find that show. I believe it was July 2nd. I remember that day well. And he says, start each day saying no limiting beliefs. I mean, he's big on the brain. He works for Harvard. He does research on Alzheimer's. He's trying to cure it. He, in fact, they just created a song recently. If you Google him, I'm sure you can find it. It's T-A-N-Z-I, Dr. Rudy Tanzi. And he encourages us to start each day saying no limiting beliefs. And really, life, it's as I said, it's all about attitude, and it's all about perspective. And life is a mirror that reflects back what you think, what you expect, what you feel, and what you do. Did you ever think about that? That was just mind-blowing to me. And I don't know how common of a thought that is, and that's why I want to share that with you. Your life is a reflection of what's going on in your brain, what's going on in your mind, where you've been, how you look at, what you're expecting. I try to expect the best or expect nothing. Because if you expect nothing from everyone else, you won't be disappointed. Or expect the best. Sometimes you're disappointed. But you can always hope for the best and look for the best. And you just, it's all about your perception. As two people can be standing side by side looking at the exact same thing and see something completely different. And you need to be aware of that. I'm not telling you how to be or what to feel or what to think or what to see. But please be aware of that everybody sees things differently. I always say it's a miracle we all get along and that things go as well as they do based on how we are one, but we definitely see things differently. So lighten up and give people some space and realize that they are seeing something differently than you are. And this is why I want to be positive, because you can't live a positive life thinking negative thoughts. I should get that made into a t-shirt. You can't live a positive life thinking negative thoughts. And so why is it so much easier to be down and to look for the worst? It's just, that's how it seems like a lot of people are. They complain and they see the worst in each other, and it's easy. Why is that easy? Why is it not easy to wake up and smell the roses, literally, which I did this morning, sip your tea or coffee or orange juice or prune juice or whatever makes you get going in the morning, little joke there, and take a deep breath because breathing is so important. Deep breath breathing is so important. People forget to breathe. And when I find I'm stressed out, I think, I'm not breathing. I can smell the flowers in here and breathe. And it just calms you down, and it's good for you. And don't you want to do things that are good for yourself? We can control our lives by controlling our perceptions. So give people some slack and realize that they are not seeing everything the same way you are. And it's like, I'm not the boss of you. You're not the boss of anyone else. You can't make anybody see your point. You can only lead by example. And this is so true with children. I love little kids, and my kids are not little anymore, and it went by so fast, and I wish I was more present. I mean, I think I was a pretty darn good mom, and it's one of my proudest accomplishments in life, but I was working, and I got up early, and I was tired, and it was a pain, and now they don't want to lie down and cuddle with me, and they shouldn't, but I miss that. So if you have little ones, you don't have to go to their band concert. You get to go to their band concert. And you don't have to pick them up from school. You get to pick them up from school, because pretty soon they'll be grown up and out of your house, and you'll be wishing for those moments. So be in the moment with your kids now. And all they want is your attention. It's all they want. I have seen more three-year-olds with iPhones lately, and they're rocking it. They know how to use them better than most adults. And more 8-year-olds checking into Starbucks with their app on their phone. And, you know, I get it. That's how it is these days. I remember when my kids were little, there was a big debate on should a 12-year-old get a cell phone. Now a 12-year-old without a cell phone is probably blasphemy. So where we live in a high-tech world. That's why you're listening to this great radio internet station. This is the future of radio, and you have found it. And you can be listening anytime, anywhere. And the same, so, I mean, hopefully that 3-year-old's listening to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on his cell phone because it'll be good for him. And I have a great parenting expert, and she and I would love to come and speak to your group as well. And I've had her on the show. She's a bright light in the world, and she's smart and funny and can help you with your kids. And if you have any situations, email me, Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com, and I will hook you up. So, it's all a choice. That's what I'm saying. Just relax, let go, cut some people some slack, and realize that everybody is not looking at life the same way you are. And when you realize that, it's so freeing. And when you realize that life is not a competition, it's so freeing. And Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements, when you realize that people are not out to, don't take it personally, what people say. They're not even thinking about you. It's so freeing. It's like not really caring. You care, but you're not going to let it get you down. It's all a choice. So I like to take a start at the end and move backwards approach. And not to be a Debbie Downer, but we are all going to have the same ending. Life ends. I've seen it. Have you not? If you've seen it not end for someone, please let me know. I would love to chat about that with you or email you back. So I'm not obsessed with dying, but I'm aware that we are all headed in that same direction. So for me, that helps focus on each moment. All we have is now. So I'm saying be in this moment as much as possible and don't waste it, because we're all having the same ending. So make the most of each moment. It's a choice. So that's my start at the end, move backwards approach. You know, I don't wake up today every morning and go, I'm going to die, so I might as well have. No, but I'm aware of it. Maybe being on my sister's deathbed with her made me aware of that. That was as sad and tragic and heartbreaking as that was. That was a big moment in my life where I learned that, you know, everyone's an energy and we all have spirits. And some people feel like they're visited by this. Weird things happen to me. I'm a pretty sensitive person. I'm not saying I'm an intuit or I can do any of those things that people who make a living out of it do, but I'm pretty sensitive. And sometimes it's not like a magical ghost thing. I feel the presence of people in my life who have passed. And so we're all an energy. So you want to make the most and have enough energy and leave an impression on people that they will feel your presence when you're gone. So in the vein of taking a start from the end and moving backwards approach and not focusing on dying, because you know I want to be uplifting and make you happy, I did come across this interesting article, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Here, Sorry. As I said, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but it's interesting. Listen, please listen. Number one is they wish they had the courage to live a life true to themselves, not the life others expected of me. This was the most common regret of all. When people realize that their life is almost over and they look back clearly on it, it's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honored even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had to make or not make. Of course, good health brings freedom, but very few people realize that until they no longer have it. I always say health is the number one. And having a good mental attitude and a positive perspective is good for your health. So on the list of the top five regrets of the dying, they wish they hadn't worked so hard. This came from a male patient that said they missed their children's youth and their partner's companionship. Women also spoke of this regret, but as most were from older generation, and many of the female patients had not been the breadwinners. So a lot of the men regretted spending so much of their lives on the treadmill of a work existence. That is an interesting situation. I know a lot of people who like to work a lot because their job makes them feel significant. And they define themselves by them, their job. And the more successful they are at their job, the more successful they are in life. And again, it's not my job to judge them. But looking back at these people who are leaving the planet and their regrets was that they wish they hadn't worked so hard. Keep that in mind. They wish they had the courage to express their feelings. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they were truly capable of becoming. Many developed illnesses relating to the bitterness and resentment they carried as a result. That's why I do this show, so I can express my love. And a lot of people aren't open to it. And that's what I'm dealing with right now. A lot of my friends or business associates might be shocked if they heard who I really am, but I'm expressing myself, and I'm Lisa full of love and laughter, and that is my gift to give to you and to the world. And it's not like I'm sitting on the throne. I'm like, gift to the world is my love. No, it's like I'm here and you're there. And we're all the walking wounded. We're all just trying to get through the day, but I'm here to share some love and laughter and distraction and perspective with you. So I'm expressing my feelings. Are you? Made me want to think about it. You know, I grew up in a home. We didn't tell each other we loved each other. My parents, I can count on three fingers how many times they told me they loved me. And I can count on one hand how many times I really got a hug. So maybe that's why I'm letting it all out, because I was a lovable person. That's my dharma. That's my genetics. That's who I am. And now I get to let it out, and express my feelings. And hopefully you will too. Another one of the regrets of the dying is they wish they had stayed in touch with friends. Often people don't realize the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks, and it was not always possible to track them down. Many had become so caught up in their own lives that they had let golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and the effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they're dying. That's kind of sad. I do feel like Debbie Downer for sharing that one. But this, again, is from an article I found in a list of the top five regrets of those dying. And they said they wish they had kept in touch with their friends. Social connections is so important. As I was telling you about Dr. Rudy Tanzi, the brain researcher at Harvard, who wrote the book Super Brain with Deepak Chopra. Social connections is everything. I have a 101-year-old mother-in-law who is a spitfire, and she goes out and plays bridge and mahjong and goes out to eat, and she's social, and she talks, and she engages, and I think that is one of the reasons why she's still here. Social connections are so, and I'm not just talking about Facebook or Twitter. Those are good, but they're not the same as sitting. One of my favorite things to do besides smell roses, sip tea, and take a deep breath, really getting to know me today, is I like to go to lunch and talk to people. I like debate. I love connection. We're all social beings who like connection, but I like to share back and forth and have a conversation. And you don't always have to agree with me. I like a healthy debate. So stay in touch with your friends and keep social. And the fifth and final top five regrets people had on their deathbed was they wished they had let themselves be happier. You can be happy. You deserve to be happy. You know, maybe your parents weren't all supportive and encouraging. Maybe they told you you weren't pretty, or maybe they told you something that wounded you. And they're your parents, for goodness sake. They're supposed to be the ones who love you most in the world. But, you know, like I forgive my parents. They did the best that they could based on where they came from. And now you got to learn to love yourself. And it was a surprisingly common thing that people said. Many didn't realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits, and the so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives, and fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content, when deep within, they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. I just wish you could all be happy. And I always say I can find the humor in pretty much everything. I have a friend who's a comedian, and he's been posting jokes about tumors lately, and I'm like, there's nothing funny about a tumor. This comes from Lisa Berry, who can find humor in pretty much every situation, but that one, mm-mm. Sorry, sad to disagree with you on that. But maybe that's because that's something that has touched my life. I saw tumors eating away at my sister's spine as she passed away from cancer, and that, I'm sorry, that's a Debbie Downer, but it's the truth. And my son had a tumor in his spine when he was 14, and we were fortunate enough that it was benign, and we were fortunate enough that he is now on his feet and in med school and a glorious light in the world. So the tumors aren't funny. And this is from someone who can find humor in most anything. And you're probably going, what is she talking about? How does that have anything to do with love and laughter? Well, it was a lot about laughter, someone trying to make a joke about it. And we just need to be happy. We just need to let go. I came across some of my favorite, most inspiring thoughts this week, and I want to leave you with these. Don't count on anyone else to pick you up, and don't let them bring you down. I love that. Don't count on anyone else to pick you up, and don't let them bring you down. You're giving away your power. Pick yourself up, and don't let anyone put you down. That's where self-love comes from. That's where self-awareness comes from. That's why it's so important to love yourself, because you can be a strong soldier in this world, and no one else is going to. I mean, it's nice to be, sometimes you need a pick-me-up. Sometimes I say I go to Funky Town, and it's good to meet with someone, but I'm not going to let them be the one that cheer. I'm going to cheer myself up. Here's another one of my favorite thoughts I came across this week. Nothing can offend you without your permission. That is such a strong statement when you think about it. People are offended. People are victims all the time. People come and every time, this was wrong. Every time you see them, they're telling you what was done wrong to them that week. And I'm thinking, what are you looking for? Why? You are the most abused, not deeply abused, but there's things always, you're getting picked on, things are wrong. Why? Mm-mm. No one can offend you without your permission. As I said, don't give away your power. Don't give away your authority. You are in charge of you, and you need to love yourself so you are strong enough to deal with that. And another one is, I am responsible for what I say. I am not responsible for what you hear. These are also good. I am responsible for what I say. I am not responsible for what you hear. Think about that. As I said, it's all perspective. You can say whatever you want to say, but people are going to hear whatever they want to hear. And as I said, it's amazing that we all get along based on how different we are. But yeah, we're still one, but different, and we hear things differently. So you can say whatever you want to say, but people are going to hear it through where they've been and where they're coming from. So every minute matters, and I want to make the most of every moment. And I hope I'm encouraging you to look at life that way too. Life is going by, and you don't have time to waste another minute being negative or offended or bitter. Don't waste it. It's a gift. And if you're in good health, that's the number one gift of all. And even if you aren't, you're not getting any younger, and it's all about perspective, and it's all your choice. You have the power. You have the power to love yourself and live a happy life. Why wouldn't you want to? So don't waste a moment. Look for the good and be grateful for what you've got. And also, don't forget, find ways to serve others. In life, when you're caught up in your own world and your own needs and your own wants, you forget that it really opens you up. It opens your heart and your life and your perspective when you do things to do for other people. You get to decide how you're going to see the world and how you're going to handle every situation. You are self-empowered. A sign of true strength is the willingness to completely let go of the things that don't really matter. We all just want to be loved and happy and peaceful. I'm Lisa Berry. I really am grateful that you are listening. I'm grateful for this opportunity to express myself with you. And if you would like me to speak to your group or organization, please contact me, Lisa Love Berry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Lisa _ Berry. It's at Lisa _ B-A-R-R-Y. I'm so grateful for you listening. I hope you're feeling good, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.